20 past 7. Public life in Britain must not become a God-free zone. That's what the head of the Roman Catholic Church, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, said last night, and he criticised atheists such as Richard Dawkins, who suggested that is exactly what it should be. Professor Dawkins, whose book The God Delusion has sold 1.5 million copies in English alone, is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is there any room for compromise between you here? Because he wants a dialogue. It's hard to see how there can be a dialogue, isn't it?
I think that individuals should be entitled to have their say in public life, but I don't see any reason why somebody, because he professes a certain faith in a particular imaginary friend rather than another one, should be given some kind of privileged ear of society.
Ah, well, that's exactly the point he's making, isn't it?
Exactly.
The imaginary friend that you suggest. I mean, what he says is that many of our new atheists, and I don't know whether you regard yourself as a new atheist or not, seem unable to cope with the notion of an intelligent, reflective Christian faith.
Well, unable to cope. I mean, one of the burdens of his speech is that many people are unable to cope without God, and he seems to suggest that because you're unable to cope without God, therefore, by some extraordinary piece of logic, God must exist. So I think the unable to cope jibe is rather misplaced.
On the other hand, if God exists for you, and therefore helps you get through your life, or helps a country get through its travails in one way or another, why is that a bad thing?
Well, for you is the operative phrase there. God either exists or he doesn't exist. There's no such thing as existing for you. It's a matter of the truth. I don't know whether you've read the Cardinal's speech. I read it all yesterday. Mm. And I must say, I'm astonished that anybody could spend 5,000 words saying absolutely nothing at all. Mr. Humphreys, you have a reputation for tearing politicians apart when they say absolutely nothing. So I hope you'll read this speech with the same eye as you read politician speech and treat it accordingly.
Well, except that the difference is when you're talking about faith, proof is not available to you, is it?
Well, precisely, and that's the point. And why do you operate a double standard? When talking to a politician, you would demand evidence for what they say. But suddenly when talking to a clergyman, you will let all that fall aside and say, oh, you don't have to provide evidence because it's faith.
This shouldn't really be an interview about me, but I suppose the answer to that is that if you're talking to a politician, they must prove their argument to you. They have to prove their argument but with the effectiveness of their actions or whatever it happens to have been. You can't demand the same of somebody who believes in something. Because their answer is, that is what I believe.
Exactly.
And what's wrong with that?
I couldn't have put it better myself.
and what's wrong with that?
There's absolutely no reason to take seriously somebody who says, I believe it because I believe it. In any other walk of life, you would say, you believe it, why do you believe it? Give me the evidence. In the case of a clergyman, you drop that and you say, oh, you're a clergyman, right. In that case, I respect that. You believe it simply because you believe it. I don't think that will do.
I wish we had more time for this. Richard Dawkins, many thanks.